Chapter 6. And working together also we call upon you that ye receive not in vain the grace of God. For he saith, In an acceptable time I did hear ye, and in a day of salvation I did help ye. Lo, now is a well accepted time. Lo, now, a day of salvation. In nothing giving any cause of offense, that the ministration may be not blamed. But in everything recommending ourselves as God's ministrants, in much patience, in tribulations, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in insurrections, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in pureness, in knowledge, in longsuffering, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in love unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, through the armor of the righteousness, on the right and on the left, through glory and dishonor, through evil report and good report, as leading astray and true, as unknown and recognized, as dying, and lo, we live, as chastened and not put to death, as sorrowful and always rejoicing, as poor and making many rich, as having nothing and possessing all things. Our mouth hath been open unto you, O Corinthians, our heart hath been enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, and ye are straitened in your own bowels. And as a recompense of the same kind, as to children I say it, be ye enlarged, also ye. Become not yoked with others, unbelievers, for what partaking is there to righteousness and lawlessness? And what fellowship to light with darkness? And what concord to Christ with Belial? Or what part to a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement to the sanctuary of God with idols? For ye are a sanctuary of the living God, according as God said, I will dwell in them, and will walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come ye forth out of the midst of them, and be separated, saith the Lord, and an unclean thing do not touch, and I will receive you. And I will be to you for a father, and ye shall be to me for sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.